Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, March the 11th, 2021. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. We thank the Marion County Sheriff and Marion County Prosecutor for being on in hour number one. They certainly, I think you could tell by those interviews, they were very honest, they were very candid, and I thank them for coming on because it's been a tough thing to talk about up until this point, now that the verdict has been rendered. Now, as I said earlier, we want to hear from you. So many people have talked about this trial as it's been going on. So many people talked about the incident when it happened last year, I believe in June, is what we know now. There's just been a lot through the indictment, through the arraignment, through the trial, and now up through the sentencing, which will happen on April the 15th, people have had a lot to say. So, if you have something to say, now would be your time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got to hear what the prosecutor has said. We got to hear what the sheriff has said. We heard a little bit yesterday. It was before the verdict, what the police chief had to say. Now, if you would like to say something, this would be your time. Now, maybe nobody does want to say anything. I don't know. People have been very vocal about this, certainly on social media, but it's a little different here on the radio. It's interesting to hear opinions. Let's put it that way. So if you have one you would like to render, the phone lines are open at this point because your opinion is as valid as anybody else who could come on this show. The listeners' opinions are always valid, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. And again, the story we're covering this morning is the reaction to the verdict yesterday on Wednesday. Former judge Jason Warner was found guilty of complicity to leaving the scene of an accident and complicity to tampering with evidence. Both of those are felonies, which means he cannot serve as a judge any longer. And that's the way that story goes. But as I said earlier, there is a lot going on here. It's just tough all around. It's tough on the family of the young man who was injured in this crime. It's tough on him. It's tough. It was tough on the city, the county. You know, this played out in front of a lot of people. And it just is difficult. And I hope one day we do hear from Judge Warner, because I think to hear an account, I've always felt that interviews really get to the point of things. Statements, things of that nature, sometimes those are very prepackaged and pre-prepared, and I don't know if you get really what you're looking for. But I think in an interview, an honest interview with somebody who is not coming to the table jaded or out to get anybody, I think you can get a lot of information. And I think what a lot of people are asking themselves today is why? Why on that night did the judge and his wife not call 911? What is the definitive reason for that? Because that really did start a ball rolling that caused a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. And I don't know, there are theories, and I even hate to get into a theory at this point on why that happened. But I think we all have an idea of what the big theory is. But again, I'm not going to get into it because that's all speculation, and I would rather hear it from somebody's mouth who was involved. It just maybe this is a lesson for all of us to learn that when something happens and clearly a bad decision is made, that immediately you just own up to it. You just say, okay, I have made a bad decision here. And then there's not this whole litany that follows. But I think we did get a lot of questions answered, certainly about the pay. Now, again, you know, none of these are definitive answers, but, you know, apparently, according to our guests, there really is no mechanism to retrieve the pay that Judge Warner received while he was not an active judge, but also had not resigned. So he will keep that pay, as far as we know at this point. And we also know that the verdicts that were rendered after the accident, but before he took a leave of absence, that those probably will stay the same. Those were a lot of those were questions that were being asked yesterday after the verdict came down. Now, again, 21 minutes past the hour. If anybody has anything to say about this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. As I say, your opinions are as important as anything I would have to say or any of our guests would have to say. And there's nobody in Marion County who could have avoided this particular situation. Number one, it went on for such a long period of time. You know, it all started last June and still has not wrapped up. We will have the sentencing on April the 15th. Nearly a year this has been going on, and it was the talk during elections last year. It made headlines when the mayor said that the judge should resign. It made headlines when former Sheriff Bailey said that the judge should resign. It made headlines when current Sheriff Bale said that the judge should resign. There was a protest. I mean, how often does that happen in regard to something that's happened in Marion? How often do we see or hear of a protest? Not very often. But in this particular case, we certainly did. So, this is your shot, 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything to say in regard to the interview we did yesterday with Police Chief Jay McDonald, we certainly would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's still an unbelievable story. As Chief McDonald said yesterday, the most... I don't want to misquote what he said, but it was pretty much the... one of, if not the worst thing he had ever seen happen in his career here in Marion, where a 78-year-old man is in his house, his wife is shot dead, the family pet is shot dead, and when officers walk in, this 78-year-old man proceeds to stab himself in front of the officers. I mean, what a horrible, horrible story. And it's not a story. It's a case. It's something that happened here in Marion this week on Monday. Do you think there has been some kind of change in the town? Do you think there's been some kind of change in general? I don't know. I really don't know. I think that the way our media operates makes things a lot quicker. I think information is in your face right away, and sometimes it's not the correct information. That's also a big problem. You know, people put out false information, and I don't know that that happened in any of these cases, but in people's zest to get the information out first, a lot of times, they don't get the information out right. And I would think that one of the things they would want to do is get the story right. I think it's much more important to be right than first. But again, that could be just my opinion. But again, our phone lines are open on this March 11th. If you'd like to say anything in regard to anything we've talked about or anything our guests have talked about, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz on this or anything else. If anything else is on your mind this morning, we would be glad to hear or talk about that as well. Is there anything fun and exciting going on right now in Marion? You know, I am surprised. This has nothing to do with Marion in general, but I am surprised that this Dr. Seuss story has continued on. I cannot believe that I am still seeing this in places. We have learned that it is the family that does not want these books out. It was not a political group. It was not a personal group. It was not protesters. It was the family. And now we're second-guessing the family, I guess, telling them that they can't do this. Well, you know, I think the family can do it. And as we talked about yesterday, now eBay has banned the selling of those books, which I think is very interesting. You know, we've talked a lot about the internet and censorship. And would the government come in one day and censor the content on the internet? And that has not happened yet, but it seems as if some internet sites are starting to self-censor, eBay being one of those. eBay is saying there are certain books and certain things that we are not going to allow to be sold on our platform. And I think that's interesting that these groups are starting to do it themselves. Now, in the long run, what will that mean for the rest of the internet? You know, the internet's kind of been like the Wild West. People can put anything out there. Anything. And there's not much you can do about it. It can be fact. It can be fiction. It can be twisted. It's sad, though, in a way. Because it's not just, you know, people can put out anything they want. It's the fact and the degree to which people believe it that is shocking to me. You know, you could say somebody died, and people would believe it. I don't know why that happens. I don't know if the American public is just indoctrinated to believe things. I'm not really sure. It's a very interesting happening in the times we live in. And you have read, and we've seen so much in regard to the pandemic. Some of it false, some of it not. But who can tell between what you read and what you hear and what is right and what is wrong? And I always wonder, I still wonder to this day, what is the motivation for people to put out false information? That I don't get. I understand people making mistakes in what they report, but if you're not 100% sure of what you're reporting, then why in the world are you reporting it? You know, there have been many stories that have come across my desk, and I might think they're true, but I do not run them until I've got some kind of verification, either from the people involved or somebody who has a great deal of knowledge about the story. Because I think that's what you have to do. And if you run the story and you don't know something for sure, you either leave it out. I'm talking detail-wise. You either leave it out or you say, this is an alleged comment. This allegedly happened. We don't know for sure. Because if you can't verify it, there's no reason that you should be doing that or reporting on that. But that's out the window. The new way of doing things is print what you want, say what you want. It doesn't matter if it's an opinion or not. Just do it. Get it out there. Make people believe it. That's the way it goes. All right. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I have to tell you, the strawberries and whipped cream yesterday were so delicious for breakfast. I continued to eat those all through Glenn Coble's and myself show yesterday. So I was continuing to eat those up through noon yesterday. That is a great breakfast. Has anybody else ever done that? Just take strawberries and chop them up and take a tub of Cool Whip or the off-brand, it doesn't have to be Cool Whip, and dip the strawberries in that and eat those. That is a very, very good breakfast. That's a very, very good snack. And a good snack for maybe people who are looking to be healthy, for people who are looking for something quick. It's just a delicious, delicious a snack. Does anybody else have any snacks? I remember the morning on here, we did odd things people eat. That was a fun morning because there are a lot of things people eat that we certainly would consider odd to maybe us, but maybe not odd to somebody else. I remember that whole conversation started because somebody called in and said that they ate, what was it? Was it peanut butter and syrup? I think it was peanut butter and syrup. I remember it was a very weird concoction. Gosh, I hope I'm getting that right. Peanut butter and syrup, I think, is what it was. And I just, well, first of all, I'm not a fan of peanut butter. So right off the bat, that's not appealing to me. But I don't know what that's all about, peanut butter and sugar. Do you eat anything that you would consider strange? Is there a weird concoction that you eat or have ever seen anybody else eat? You know, people from yesteryear used to eat a lot of different things. I've talked about it before on this show. Saltine crackers and milk. I remember seeing people eat that. I don't know if that was... You know, honestly, I have tried that. And it's not awful. It's not as bad as you think it would be. What are some other strange things that people eat? Well, here we go. Maybe this is something strange that people eat right now. Go ahead, caller.
Peanut butter and sweet pickles.
Peanut butter and sweet pickles.
Oh, that's great.
Now, how do you do that?
Just spread your peanut butter and slice the pickles and put them on a sandwich.
Now, why does that work together? Now, see, I'm not a peanut butter person, so this would not appeal to me, but how does that work out?
Well, it tastes good, and it keeps the peanut butter from sticking to the roof of your mouth.
So the pickles kind of balance
sweet,
that out.
Little sweet taste of the peanut butter. It's really good.
So just sweet pickles and peanut butter.
And peanut butter. Yeah, you have to try it.
Well, you know, I'll give it a shot. I mean, like I say, I'm not the biggest fan of peanut butter in the world, but I can
eat
it.
You like sweet pickles, don't you?
Yeah, sweet pickles aren't bad.
There you go. Well, that'll make your peanut butter taste better.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. There's one, sweet pickles in peanut butter. I don't think I've ever heard that one before. On bread, I guess. Apparently, that's a sandwich. Anybody else got anything odd they eat? 740-383-9944 or have witnessed somebody eat something odd. Give us a call. We're always interested to hear what that could be. You know, I don't know if these odd concoctions came out of not having a lot of money. I don't know if that's where they started or if it's just what somebody had left in the pantry or the cabinet. I really don't know where all this stuff started, but I'll tell you, it certainly is around. You see people eating a lot of crazy stuff. So, is there anything you eat crazy, or maybe something your relatives have eaten that was crazy? 740-383-9944. I'm trying to think of another one. I remember, I certainly remember syrup and peanut butter. I remember when that was brought up here, and I certainly remember crackers and milk. Go ahead, caller.
I can tell you another one that we used to use whenever I'd have an upset stomach. My mother would always fix milk toast. You toast the bread, you put butter on it, and you heat the milk on the stove, and then pour the milk over the toast and eat that, and settles your stomach.
Now that helps with an upset stomach?
It's not supposed to, but it does.
Milk?
We give that to us all the time.
Milk, toast, and butter.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. So you just make toast, you put butter on it, and then you boil milk.
Yep.
And then you pour it over top of the
pour it over the toast.
So do you just eat the toast, or do you eat it like a soup?
No, you eat it right off the plate. You don't put enough milk on it to make it, you know, to fill up the plate, just enough to melt the toast, or melt the butter.
I would just not think that milk would help with an upset stomach.
I didn't think that without so either, but it did. That's what she would give us.
So this is more of a home remedy / funny thing that people eat.
I would think so, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's another one for you. Now we got sweet pickles and peanut butter, and now we've got toast with butter with warm milk poured over top of it. And allegedly, that will help with your upset stomach. Although, we certainly would not recommend this. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It may well work. Who knows? But I just cannot imagine drinking milk or having anything that is milk-based when you have an upset stomach. I just can't imagine. That to me would not go over well. All right, the topic now, strange things that you've seen people eat or strange things that you eat. And I guess we've also kind of gotten into the home remedy category here. Does anybody have any weird home remedies? 740-383-9944. This is the topic this morning. Go ahead, caller.
That's true about milk toast. It does help with your tummy. I grew up with that. My mom would fix it for us.
So if you have, what kind of, are we talking about, like, you feel you're going to have something come up, or you just have a nervous stomach?
Just kind of a funny stomach, not, like, throwing up or anything, but just of not feeling well, and it's like drinking a warm glass of milk, you know, when you can't sleep. It's milk toast.
You know, now how high do you have to heat this milk? How warm
just
does it
warm.
Need to be? Just
not
warm.
Not hot. Just warm. And it's not like a big bowl. It's just a piece of toast with some warm milk on it.
Now, what do you think about sweet pickles and peanut butter?
Sounds interesting.
You know, there are all these weird concoctions. Why do you think they came about? Do you think it was because people didn't have a lot of money?
I don't know. My granddaughter eats potato chips or Doritos with her cottage cheese.
Doritos?
And she's only four.
Now, so it's...
So, I don't know where they come up with these ideas.
Now, are these the nacho Doritos?
Yeah.
So nacho Doritos and cottage cheese.
And cottage cheese. She crunches them and puts them on top of her cottage cheese.
Well, that's definitely... Have you ever tried this?
No.
See, it sounds scary, doesn't it?
I should, probably, but no, haven't tried that one.
that is interesting. Well,
she's only four. She's just four. And she came up with that all by herself.
You know, what is it about cottage cheese? Because now I've heard of people using cottage cheese in lasagna instead of ricotta. I've heard of people putting cottage cheese... I like the thing where you put it with the Jell-O and the whipped cream.
Uh-huh.
I hear of people putting cottage cheese, obviously, like you just said, with potato chips. You know, I'm hearing a lot of this, and I don't know what it is. Cottage cheese did not used to be a very popular item.
Well, my dad and my brother, they would put jelly in theirs. Now, I've tried that, and I'm not real fond of it. I like it just plain. But, yeah, my dad, that was on our table, cottage cheese, and you always had, jelly there. So my brother and my dad could put a spoonful of jelly in their cottage cheese.
Jelly? Now, like strawberry jelly or grape jelly, or did it matter?
It's usually grape jelly.
Grape jelly.
My mom would make grape jelly, so.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Well, there we go.
As we continue down the weird food path. Remember, if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying in. So here's what we've learned this morning, that toast with butter on it, with warm milk poured over top of it, which is known as milk toast, will settle an upset stomach, although I can never see trying this. Now, here two reasons. Number one, I don't usually have milk in the house. I'm just not a big milk person. And number two, I just don't think a milk-based product sounds good. I think even the thought of a milk-based product with an upset stomach would not be a good combination, to say the least. So, any other weird food combinations that people would like to let us know about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, how about that? Nacho Doritos and cottage cheese. But cottage cheese has become a filler in a lot of things. Cottage cheese has taken the place of ricotta cheese in a lot of people's lasagna. Now, I don't like ricotta cheese. So I like the cottage cheese in the lasagna better myself. Matter of fact, I like if you just leave it all out. And I like cottage cheese, but just not, I don't know. That in a lasagna to me does not work. Cottage cheese or ricotta. So, does anybody eat any other weird items, or did any of your family members eat any weird items, or do any of your family members today eat anything strange? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you have anything to say on the Judge Warner verdict? Do you have anything to say about the incident that happened over on Cummins Avenue on Monday night? A lot of topics this morning to talk about. Anything that's of interest to you, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. You know what I've noticed about Doritos, and I did not notice this until recently. You know, there used to be Doritos, which was just like a plain corn chip. And then the nacho cheese Doritos came out, and they were extremely popular. Now, if you go into the store, you cannot find regular Doritos. Where are the regular Doritos at? They used to be in like an orangish bag, but they don't sell them anymore. They have the nacho Doritos, and they have, which are in the red bag, and now the orange bag, I forget what the name on those is. It's a weird concoction. Does anybody remember what the orange Dorito bag, what that flavor is now? It's no longer original. It used to be original Doritos. Now it's a different concoction. 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, when it comes to regular potato chips, one thing I've noticed, rather it's ruffled potato chips or straight potato chips, people like to dip those. It used to be French onion dip was the go-to. But I see so many people now dipping those in veggie dip. Have you noticed that? That the veggie dip that you use for the carrots and the celery and the cucumbers and all that is now being used for potato chips. And it used to be French onion. Everybody did French onion. If you said, go get the chip dip, they went and got the French onion dip. But now, if you say, go get the chip dip, people will go get veggie dip. It's a whole different thing. Has anybody else know, do you prefer the veggie dip to the French onion dip? Or is there anything else you dip your potato chips in? Obviously, some people dip them in cottage cheese. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget Glenn Coble coming up when this show is off today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop from 12:10 until 1 p.m. on this station today, which, by the way, can be heard streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Those are the ways to do it. 740-383-9944. Here we are. If you have anything you want to talk about, we would love to hear from you. You know, I alluded to yesterday, I alluded to this, that I've been in this Marion Star archive, and I'll tell you, this has turned out to be a wealth of knowledge. These articles that I was able to find, well, on several different topics, really, but what I was really researching out was the start of broadcasting here in Marion back in 1940, December 23rd, 1940. And the articles that were in the paper at the time are very interesting as to what was going on here when broadcasting was coming to Marion, the first radio station. Back in 1940. Oh, and let me tell you this. This is kind of funny. You know, the time hop on the social media comes up and tells you what you did like years ago. And the other day, a video popped up. Now, see, I didn't know that videos saved in social media, you know, on this day 2 years ago or whatever. I didn't realize it saved videos. Now, I guess it was about a year ago that somebody made a video, and it really was a neat video. But see, I don't know how to save anything, so I did not save the video. But there it popped up again, and basically all it was pictures of people I've interviewed. That's pretty much what it was. And it was a neat little video, and, you know, I appreciated it. And it popped up again, and I watched it again, and here's what I noticed from watching this video. From because some of these pictures were rather old, you know. I've been doing this now for somewhere close to 20 years. So a lot of these pictures go way back. And I'm watching this video, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, your hair just changes color as you go along in life. And it was a good video, though. So I appreciate that. But seeing that video again, I don't think the first time I paid much attention to the fact of the hair getting lighter, I guess is what you would say. But that's okay. That's life. It was, but it was a nice video. You know what? I can't even tell you how that video came about. It was, you know, I think it was a genuinely nice thing of the person to do, but I think it came about because this person thinks that I made fun of them, which I did not make fun of them. I was being completely serious at the time, and for some reason, I guess my normal tone of voice was taken as being, I don't know, sarcastic, I guess maybe. But I was not making fun. But regardless, I got the video. And it was nice. Although I've never been able to save it. But it was a nice video. Kind acts are important. I still believe that. Has anybody done any kind acts recently? We'd love to hear about that. When we're trampled down with all this bad news, we need some kind news to get us through the day, I think, from time to time. It's been such a nice week, weather-wise. Let's see, is there anything going on that I'm not aware of? I'm sure there's a lot of that going on. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that is highly interesting. Isn't that funny? Seems like the pandemic's easing up a little bit in people's mind. I see a lot more people out and about now. You know, ketchup, as I'm thinking about food here, I am not a big ketchup person, but people put ketchup on everything. Have you ever noticed that? People put ketchup on macaroni and cheese. People put ketchup on hot dogs. People put ketchup on hamburgers. People put ketchup in, what else have I seen people put ketchup on? But just all kinds of stuff. Well, scrambled eggs. I've seen it on scrambled eggs. Now, I have had that. That actually is not too bad. But the macaroni and cheese for me is one step too far. I don't know why ketchup is so popular, but it's not the number one condiment in the United States. Now, I've asked this before, but we'll see how smart the audience is this morning. What is the number one condiment in the United States? It's not ketchup. Now, people might think it is, but it is not ketchup. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sitting here, and I want to... I don't think I can do this.
Oh.
I just want everybody to pray for these three people whose lives have been changed forever.
Now, who are you speaking about, ma'am?
You know, Jason and Julie.
The Warners.
Yeah, the Warners and the other young man. Just pray. Because their lives have been changed forever. And there's only two people that know why they did what they did. They're going to pay for it. And, you know, the other, the young man, he needs prayers as well. And I just, that would... I would like it if people would do that today.
You know, ma'am, and you don't have to tell me anything more than what you want to. Do you have some kind of connection with these people?
Not particular.
Not, but it's just, it's a sad story for you.
Well, sure it is.
Well, I know what you're saying, absolutely.
You know, and you hear it played over and over and over, and it gets ad nauseum after a while, you know, of course, and... So but then on the other side of the coin, I think that would be very nice, you know, if you'll have to excuse me, Scott, I lost one of my pets this morning, and I'm not very good.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just not in very good humor, you know, but I felt in my heart that I wanted to just share that.
Well, I appreciate it, I'm so sorry to hear about your pet. Was it unexpected?
He was failing.
Oh.
He would be 18 years old next week.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was my buddy.
Yeah.
So you know, this... But I thought, you know, I think it all ties together and in a way, you know, when you're just... You said something about being kind. And I think that would be nice.
I think that's right. And, you know, I think it's tough when we lose a person or an animal. And I think about this, but I really do in these times think about, boy, and you had this animal for 18 years. What a great 18 years.
Yes, and we were buddies. He was a good boy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm with you 100% on the idea, you know, I don't have a personal relationship with the Warners, and I don't have a personal relationship with the boy who was in the accident, but uh-huh. I know it is tough. It's been a tough year for all of them. I know it's uh-huh. It's tough right now. It's tough to see, and I can't even imagine this, on the front page of the paper, on the Columbus News. It's got to be very difficult for these people, and I'm not saying what they did was right, but
no, I didn't say that either, no. Or whatever. But there's three main characters, even though there's family and such. Three main characters whose life will be affected forever, and prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your sentiment, and I really appreciate you sharing that, and I'm really, my condolences on your animal.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You stay well.
Thank you, Scott. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, this is where we started this morning, and maybe it's a good place to end in our last 5 minutes here. Nobody is saying, you know, the court system decided what happened yesterday, and maybe that's as it should be. Well, that is as it should be. That's the way it goes. We're going to take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
I heard you talking about mac and cheese and ketchup. We used to put hot dogs with it, too.
Oh, boy. Load it up, huh? But I'll tell you, you'd probably need that. After eating that, you'd probably need that milk toast to settle your stomach. Gee.
No, it was good. I had a glass of milk.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I am just not a fan of putting ketchup on everything. I can eat ketchup if it's on a burger. I can eat it if it's on a hot dog. But I'm not going to go out of my way to put it on anything. And I have eaten it on a scrambled egg. That's not bad. But on macaroni and cheese, no. That's one step too far for me, as it goes. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Sarka.
Yes. What'd you say? Say that again. I missed it.
Salsa.
Oh, salsa. You're exactly right. The number.
Well, I know that because you've told us that before, Scott. That's how you know I'm a faithful listener.
Well, you get an A today for paying attention. An A for the day.
This was so cool. I just want to tell you this real quick. You know I'm a YouTube junkie. Well, I was watching YouTube last night, and do you know that you can make buttermilk?
You can make butter. How do you do it?
I have no clue. Well, it's two ingredients. It's not hard. You just need one cup of cold milk. It's a one-to-one ratio. So you need one cup of cold milk to one tablespoon of acid. And the acid that they prefer you use was either lemon juice or just white vinegar.
Now, see, I don't remember ever having buttermilk. Is it a good taste?
Well, I don't think you would just want to take a big swig of it, but what I'm saying is if you want to whip you up some buttermilk biscuits, and let's say you don't have no buttermilk, but you got some vinegar and milk, guess what? Now you got buttermilk.
You know, I have YouTube, but darn it, I don't think I have any acid laying around
now. Well, they said acid because as you wouldn't just specifically have to use lemon juice or vinegar. You could use one or the other. Either one will give you the desired result.
Well, see the things we learn here together in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you and buttermilk, you can, Eddie, I'm telling you what, if you want to make you some deep fried chicken, dredge your chicken in buttermilk and then in your crumbs.
Quickly before you go, though, why do you think salsa is number one? That always mystifies people that it beats out ketchup, mayonnaise,
well,
mustard.
It wouldn't be in my book. If it was my book you was reading, you'd see that number one was ranch. I could just put a straw in the bottle of ranch, and then that's all I need.
What's the weirdest thing you eat ranch on?
I just everything. French fries, pizza, chicken nuggets. Burgers, like just, and that's just the liquid ranch. Now you can take the ranch seasoning. You can do it. You can put that over like meat before you cook it, or you can make tasty dips for fresh veggies. I'm pretty sure that life without ranch dressing is not worth it. That's
you,
all I know.
You might want to keep that milk toast recipe on hand at your house. Bye bye.
Milk toast for an upset stomach. 740-383-9944. I think if you dump ranch on everything, that would upset your stomach. Now, yes, salsa is the number one condiment, and I have said that before, and I it's a weird fact to me, and I don't know why it's that way in the United States, because salsa is not on every table in every restaurant. Usually there is a ketchup and a mustard bottle, but I don't know why salsa is number one. What do you call south of the border food around? In any event, I've appreciated the calls this morning. If you have anything to say, we do have about a minute and a half left. 740-383-9944. But again, where we started this morning, and I thank Prosecutor Grogan and Sheriff Bales for coming on this morning and telling us about, giving us their thoughts on the Judge Warner verdict, which is a big story. And as the lady called in just a few minutes ago, their lives are changed here, and I think maybe it's time for a little bit of compassion at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
I do trivia about every day, and they say that mustard is the number one condiment.
Who says this?
I wouldn't consider the quiz called Quiz Club. I wouldn't consider salsa a condiment. I consider it a dip.
Now, what's Quiz Club?
It's a trivia contest, and then you get one every day on email.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
And they say the number one condiment is mustard. Okay. So I don't consider salsa a condiment.
Oh, I think you should call them and tell them they're wrong.
Well, why is salsa a condiment?
Well, I don't really know. I'm not really in that department. I'm not even sure why fruitcake's a food.
The main thing that I would use salsa would be chips.
Right, and I think that's why. Well, but see, now people put salsa in their omelets, and people put salsa. I've seen people put salsa on other things. I've seen people put salsa on a baked potato, oddly enough.
Why not just use ketchup?
Well, because I guess they want salsa.
Salsa's made out of tomatoes.
I think there is a different taste, but I appreciate the call.
All right.
I don't know. Is salsa a condiment, Glenn? I don't know. Let me get the mic on here.
I think I'd have to look up the word condiment. I don't know what a condiment is.
Oh, man, you're following up. What's coming up on your show today?
We're going to talk about spring, because spring is just a few days away.
It certainly is. The 21st, although they like to throw that up. They like to either make it the 20th or the daylight savings time this weekend, if people remembered that. Saturday night, you lose an hour.
The only thing I like to throw up is that macaroni and cheese with ketchup.
Get the milk toast for this day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Glenn Coble up next. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now wait a second. So he told you you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had to
sign me for so many spots.
So he had to put you on.
Well, he really didn't. He could have paid me off, you know. He had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God. They'll turn you off.
Oh, my God.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in perspective. So, we'll have you listen.